الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم النبيين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Today inshallah we will be going through the verses of Surah Al-Shams. And we will be trying to understand the lessons that have been delivered in Surah Al-Shams and what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is instructing us in this beautiful surah of the Qur'an. Shams is an Arabic word which means sun. It's ka matlab hota hai suraj. And in the first verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing an oath by the sun. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم والشمس وضحاها By the sun and its light. یعنی سورج کی قسم اور اس کی روشنی کی قسم. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the second verse, He swears an oath by the moon. In the first verse, by the sun. In the second verse, he swears an oath by the moon. And he says, وَالْقَمَرِ إِذَا تَلَاهَا اور چاند کی قسم جب وہ اس کے پیچھے آئے by the moon and when it follows it. So in these two first verses of the surah, Surah Al-Shams, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala spoke about the sun, he spoke about the sun, and he spoke about the moon. These are two great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because many things depend on the sun. The day depends on the sun. The night depends on the sun. How is this? When the sun rises, it brings day. And when the sun sets, it brings night. And these are great signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is mentioning these. And the ulama have said that Allah is mentioning these because He wants people to recognize these signs. Ke log suraj aur chand ko zara dekhein, usme gaur o fikr karein. People ponder and contemplate upon these signs of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And through these signs, through the sun and through the moon and through the day and through the night, people can recognize Qudrat-e-Ilahi. People can recognize the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the tremendous power that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has. So Allah Ta'ala here, He mentions about the sun and the moon. And furthermore, in the next verse, verse number 3 and verse number 4, Allah talks about the day and He talks about the night. He says, وَالنَّهَارِ إِذَا جَلَّاهَا اور دن کی قسم جب وہ سورج کو چمکائے. And by the day, when it brightens the sun. So the day is the reason, the stronger the day, the stronger the sun. So the day, it brightens the sun. So, din ki jab wo suraj ko chamkaye. So one meaning, iska ek matlab to ye hai, ki din ki kasam jab wo suraj ko khub waze kar de. You know, by the day, when it brightens the sun, when it exposes the sun, it makes it clear. You can clearly see the sun. And iska dusra maana ye hai, ki din ki kasam, jab din dunya ko ya zameen ko roshan kar de. Din ki kasam, jab ye zameen ko roshan kar de, ya is dunya ko roshan kar de. So the day, when the day starts, it brightens this world. When the day starts, it brightens the earth. تو اس کی قسم اللہ تعالیٰ یہاں فرما رہا ہے اور آگے فرمایا وَاللَّيْلِ إِذَا يَغْشَاهَا اور رات کی قسم جب وہ سورج کو چھپا دے. And by the night, when it conceals the sun. اب جب رات آتی ہے, when the sun comes, what happens? جب رات آتی ہے تو سورج کو کیا کرتی ہے؟ چھپا دیتی ہے. سورج چھپ جاتا ہے اور یہ رات اس کو چھپا دیتی ہے. تو فرمایا اور رات کی قسم جب وہ سورج کو چھپا دے. And by the night, when it conceals, when it hides द सुन। तो अब इसके अंदर चार बातें होगी ना, पहली जो आयात हमने पढ़ी हैं, जो सुनी हमने, द वी हर्ड, अल्लाह ताला इज़ टॉकिंग अबाउट द सन, ही इज़ टॉकिंग अबाउट द मून, ही टॉक्स अबाउट द डे एंड ही टॉक्स अबाउट द नाइट। इन एसेंस इफ यू रियली लुक ओवर हियर, एवरीथिंग इज ऑल डिपेंडेंट अपॉन द सन। दीज आर ऑल फोर एट्रीब्यूट्स ऑफ द सन। व्हाट डज द सन डू? इट ब्रिंग्स अबाउट द डे, बिकॉज बाय सनराइज द डे कम्स, देन द डे ब्राइटन्स द सन, then when the sun sets, that brings about the night, and the night conceals the sun. So Allah Taala yahan farma raha hai ki suraj ki qasam, chand ki qasam, din ki qasam, raat ki qasam. To ulama, what they say, the scholar says, by Allah mentioning these things, he wants a person to ponder and reflect upon these great signs, night, day, sun and moon, and a person looks at the sequence of the night and the day, the way they successfully follow one another, the way they come after one another, and a person can recognize the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. बंदा अल्लाह ताला की कुदरत को इससे उसकी मारिफत हासिल कर ले, अल्लाह ताला की पहचान हासिल कर ले थ्रू दीज ग्रेट साइंस। आगे इन द नेक्स्ट वर्स, वर्स नंबर 5 एंड वर्स नंबर 6, अल्लाह ताला ही टॉक्स अबाउट द स्काई, आसमान, एंड ही टॉक्स अबाउट द अर्थ, जमीन, और आसमान की कसम फरमाई और जमीन की कसम फरमाई। ठीक है, तो अब अल्लाह ताला से ये वस्समाई वमा बनाहा, और आसमान की कसम और उसके बनाने वाले की कसम, सुभान अल्लाह, एंड बाय द स्काई एंड बाय द वन हु क्रिएटेड द स्काई, एंड हु क्रिएटेड द स्काई? अल्लाह सुभानहु व तआला। एंड हाउ इज अल्लाह तआला क्रिएटेड द स्काई? इन वन प्लेस अल्लाह तआला ही एक्सप्लेन्स हाउ ही हैज क्रिएटेड द स्काई। ही सेज ही हैज क्रिएटेड द स्काईज विदाउट एनी पिलर्स दैट यू कैन सी। Up just to understand this furthermore, any building, any construction, whenever it's about to be built, for you to build a construction, for you to construct a building, you have pillars and beams. They play a core role in the building being firm and the building not falling down. You need the pillars, you need the beams. But the sky is such a big creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there's not one. Allah ta'ala says sab'a samawat, there are seven skies, yet Allah ta'ala is so powerful, such massive skies in the heavens, yet Allah ta'ala has not created them with pillars. He says bighairi amadin tarawnaha, without pillars that you can see. Subhanallah, subhanallah. So ye Allah ta'ala ki kudrat hai, ye Allah ta'ala ki taqat hai. This is the power, the tremendous power and might of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in another verse of the Quran regarding the skies, he says inna Allah yumsiku as-samawati wal arda an tazula, that indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is holding the sky and the earth, the skies and the earth, from falling down. But now if you think about it, the weight of the sky is so huge, it's so massive, the sky, its weight is so much that it should fall down, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has kept the sky in its place and it does not let it fall down. Subhanallah, this is the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he says was-samaa'i wa ma banaha, aur aasman ki qasam aur uske banane wale ki qasam, yani Allah ki qasam. Phir Allah ta'ala then goes and speaks about the earth, and he says in verse number 6 wal ardi wa ma tahaha, subhanallah, farmaya और जमीन की कसम और उसके फैलाने वाले की कसम। बाय द अर्थ एंड द वन हु हैज स्प्रेड द अर्थ हैज बीन स्प्रेड आउट, इज बीन स्प्रेड आउट ओवर वाटर, एंड अल्लाह सुबहानहु व तआला, क्योंकि देयर वाज वाटर बिफोर, एंड अल्लाह सुबहानहु व तआला इस जमीन को पानी पर फैलाया। वाई? ताकि जो जमीन पर मौजूद जानदार थे, द लिविंग क्रीचर्स एंड द लिविंग बीइंग्स दैट वर लिविंग ऑन द अर्थ, दे कैन लिव देयर लाइफ अकॉर्डिंगली। अदरवाइज इफ इट वाज वाटर, वी वुड नॉट बी एबल टू लिव। तो अल्लाह ताला ने इस जमीन को बनाया और इस जमीन को फैलाया। अल्लाह सुबहान व तआला स्प्रेड द अर्थ, अल्लाह ताला टॉक्स अबाउट द अर्थ एंड ही सेज रिगार्डिंग द अर्थ, ही सेज दिस अर्थ ही प्लेस्ड माउंटेंस, Massive, massive mountains. And the purpose of these mountains, Allah says, is they act like anchors. They're like pegs, like nails, right? What do we do with pegs and nails? We plant them in, we hammer them in, so it holds the thing in place. So the mountains have the same responsibility. Allah Ta'ala says, وَأَلْقَى فِي الْأَرْضِ رَوَاسِيَ أَن تَمِيدَ بِكُمْ. That He has placed in the earth, رَوَاسِيَ. رَوَاسِيَ is explained to be mountains. Why? أَن تَمِيدَ بِكُمْ, lest it may shake with you. Because if there wasn't these mountains, the earth would shake again and again, and we would not be able to walk. Ab dekho na, jab hum zameen par chalte hain, koi masla nahi hai. We walk properly. No problem, no difficulty. Imagine if it was water. Imagine if it was water. We would not be able to walk. And imagine if there was no mountains and the earth was moving. Jaise wo zalzala jab aata hai, to bande ke paon nahi chalte na. Banda aage bhi jo jata hai. A person moves, he gets shook. Eh? To Allah Ta'ala placed mountains. Allah Ta'ala ki kudrat zara dekhe na. Look at the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Look how merciful He is. Ki zameen to banai. He created the earth, but for the earth He created mountains so the earth can stay in its place. So that the human beings and all the creatures, all the living creatures, they can stay on the earth and they don't fall down. They don't lose their balance. If you think about it, if we weren't able to walk, would we be able to earn? Would we be able to live our lives? Would we be able to go to the masjid? No, because it would be impossible for us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created the earth in such a way where He has placed mountains, and the purpose of these mountains is that they hold the earth in place. So yahan Allah Ta'ala kya farma raha hai, wal ardi wa ma tahaha, aur zameen ki qasam aur uske phailane wale ki qasam, by the earth and the one who has spread the earth. Then in verse number 7 and verse number 8, Allah Ta'ala, He swears an oath by the life, by the soul, and He says, وَنَفْسٍ وَمَا سَوَّاهَا, اور جان کی, جان, نفس کو جان بولا جاتا ہے, جان کی, by the soul, اور وَمَا سَوَّاهَا, اور اس کی جس نے اسے ٹھیک بنایا, سبحان اللہ, by the soul and by the one who proportioned it, یعنی by Allah سبحانہ وتعالی, فَأَلْهَمَهَا فُجُورَهَا وَتَقْوَاهَا, پھر اس کی بدکاری اور اس کی پریزگاری اس کے دل میں ڈالی. Now in these two verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He talks about the soul. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala created the body. He created a human being. And how did He create the human being? He gave him power to talk. He gave him power to think. He made him understand good from bad. He made him understand what is harmful for him, what is beneficial for him. Allah Ta'ala didn't keep a person unaware of these things. He gave him a life and He taught him these things. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala created a life and He taught him, He proportioned him. He gave him the power to speak and He gave him the power to see. He gave him the power to hear and touch and walk towards. He gave him the power to think. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala says, and by the soul, وَمَا سَوَّاهَا, and by the one who proportioned it. Allah Ta'ala perfected us. This is why Allah Ta'ala says in another verse of the Quran regarding the creation of insan, He says, لَقَدْ خَلَقَنَا الْإِنسَانَ فِي أَحْسَنِ تَقْوِيمٍ, that verily we have created mankind in the best of forms. So human being, Allah Ta'ala has created him from all the creations. Allah has given him the best of creations. Allah Ta'ala has proportioned him. If you look at a human being and his creation, he has two eyes. Imagine if your eyes were your feet and your feet were your eyes. Lekin Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has created it proportionately. He's given us a brain to think with. He's given us a tongue to speak with. He's given us hands and fingers. He's given us feet and legs. We all know that if any one of our limbs, they don't work anymore, they lose its functioning power, then what happens? They become weak. Just the thumb, for example. If we were to close our thumb and have the remaining fingers working, how difficult it will be to hold something. Very difficult. So Allah Ta'ala is saying, by the soul and by the one who has proportioned it. Imagine if we didn't have the power to speak, or we didn't have the power to see, or we didn't have the power to hear. So Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala is saying, look, I have created you. I have created you and I have proportioned you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says regarding the soul, regarding the jaan, phir jaan ki qasam farmane ke baad aur phir uske yani theek banane ke baad Allah ne kya farmaya, fa alhamaha fujuraha wa taqwaha. This is very, very important now. Allah ta'ala talks about the nafs and he says regarding the nafs, he says then he placed in its heart the understanding of its disobedience. Disobedience and its piety. Two things have been mentioned here. This is very, very important. We need to try to understand this verse here in a bit more detail. Allah Ta'ala talks about disobedience, fujur, transgression, disobeying. And he talks about taqwa, wa taqwaha. And he gave the nafs its piety. Allah Ta'ala gave us the understanding of what disobedience is. And he also gave us the understanding of what piety is. Now in this verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he talks about two opposites. Transgression, disobedience, and he talks about piety. When the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam, he would recite this surah. And when he would come onto these verses, the verses that I've just recited before you regarding the soul, regarding the piety, regarding its disobedience. Yeh jo fisk aur fujur ka zikr kiya gaya yahan, aur jo taqwe ka zikr kiya gaya hai, aur jo jaan ki qasam, Allah Ta'ala ne zikr yahan farmaya. So Abdullah bin Abbas, he says that when the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wasallam will recite this surah, and when he will reach these verses, wa nafsin wa ma sawaha fa alhamaha fujuraha wa taqwaha, that by the soul and by the one who proportioned it, and he placed inside it what? Its disobedience and its piety. Jab aap in ayat par pahunchte, jab Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he would recite these verses and he would get to this part, to farmaya aap ruk jate. He would stop reciting. He would not continue the rest of the surah. So the hadith says that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would stop. And then he used to make a dua. Phir aap ek dua farmaya karte, aur wo dua ye hai, Allahumma aati nafsi taqwaha. Oh Allah, give to my soul, give to my nafs its piety. Subhanallah. Wazakkiha, and purify it. Anta khayrun man zakkaha, you are the best of those who purify it. Anta waliyuha wa maulaha, and you are its friend and you are its helper. Ni Rasulullah ye dua farmaya karte ki yani ay Allah, mere nafs ko taqwa ata farma. وَزَكِّهَا, اور اس کو پاکیزہ کر. So we learn from these two du'as of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam that we should ask Allah Ta'ala for the piety of our nafs, that Allah Ta'ala makes our nafs pious. And the second du'a, that Allah Ta'ala purifies our nafs, purifies it. Because the Prophet would say کہ انتَ خَيْرٌ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا, تو سب سے بہتر پاک کرنے والا ہے. تو سب سے بہتر پاک کرنے والا ہے. You are the best of those who can purify it. انت ولیها و مولاها, تو ہی اس کا ولی اور مولا ہے. تو اللہ سبحانہ وتعالی سے ہم یہ دعا مانگنی چاہیے کہ یا اللہ میرے نفس کو اس کا تقوی عطا فرما. تو we learn that piety is a thing that we should ask Allah سبحانہ وتعالی for. Piety is a very, very important thing, because the one who has piety, he is the most honorable in the sight of Allah. Because Allah Ta'ala says in another part of the Quran, إِنَّ أَكْرَمَكُمْ عِنْدَ اللَّهِ أَتْقَاكُمْ, verily the most honorable of you in the sight of Allah is أَتْقَاكُمْ, the one who is the most pious from amongst you. The one who has the most piety from amongst you. So if you want to be more honorable and more closer and more accepted in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you want a higher status, higher maqam in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you need to be more pious. You need to increase your taqwa. And if our nafs doesn't have his taqwa, we do dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Like the dua of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is teaching us, oh Allah, give my nafs its piety. And that will only happen when the nafs is pure. So this is why the second dua is, and purify the nafs as well. تو یہ دعا ہمیں کرنی چاہیے. So coming back to the verse, یہاں اللہ تعالیٰ نے in verse number 7 and verse number 8, he swore an oath by the soul and than the fact that he has proportioned it. Now, here these are 8 verses of Surah Al-Shams that I've mentioned before you. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to mention something really, really important, he swears an oath to highlight the importance of that point. So, whenever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I swear by the sky, I swear by the moon, an oath by the night, an oath by the day, it means that the message that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to give ahead is going to be a very, very important thing. And it also highlights the excellences of the things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing an oath by. So in this verse, Allah ta'ala swears an oath about the fact that he has proportioned the soul. Allah ta'ala swears an oath about the fact that he has created the day, the night, the moon, the sun. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is swearing an oath by these things, then in the next verse, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he mentions, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ مَنْ زَكَّاهَا وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا. بے شک, اب یہ نفس کی بات ہو رہی ہے. The context is still about the soul, نفس. Allah says, بے شک جس نے نفس کو پاک کر لیا وہ کامیاب ہو گیا. جس نے نفس کو پاک کر لیا, the one who purified his soul, he has attained success. وہ کامیاب ہو گیا. وَقَدْ خَابَ مَنْ دَسَّاهَا, اور بے شک جس نے نفس کو گناہوں میں چھپا دیا وہ ناکام ہو گیا. And the one who covered his soul in sins, he covered it, he hid it in sins, he is unsuccessful. So there are two extremes here. One, success, and one is failure. To be successful, to be unsuccessful. And what is the criteria? Allah is saying, the one who has purified his soul, he has attained success, subhanallah. So if you want to attain success, معلوم ہوا کہ if you want to attain kamyabi, then we need to try to practice to purify our souls. We need to remove the sins and the rust of sins, the blackness and the dirt of our sins away from our soul, away from our heart. And this is only going to happen when we obey Allah and when we obey the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We've got to be obedient to Allah and we've got to be obedient to the Messenger sallallahu alaihi wa alihi wasallam. Whatever Allah has commanded us to do, we act upon that. And whatever He has prohibited us from, we stay away from that. And whatever the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam instructed us to do, we do those things. And whichever things He told us to stay away from, to avoid, then we stay away from it. And this is the way you're going to attain success. Because in the verse of the Quran, in another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, the one who obeys Allah وَرَسُولَهُ and His Messenger, وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ and he fears Allah, وَيَتَّقْهِ and he is scared of disobeying Allah, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ, then they are the successful people. Obey Allah, obey the Messenger, fear Allah, fear His disobedience. Those people are the successful people. And this is such a beautiful verse. In this verse we learn, if anybody succeeds in obeying Allah, obeying the Messenger, fearing Allah, fearing His disobedience, that person is the one who is successful, meaning he has purified his nafs. What does the Quran say? The one who has cleansed his soul, he is a successful one. And the one who has made it filthy with sins, with disobedience, with transgression, then he is the unsuccessful one. And in another verse of the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ, the one who obeys Allah and His Messenger, فَقَدَ فَازَ فَوْزًا عَظِيمًا, then indeed he has attained a major success. SubhanAllah. He is majorly successful. So if we want to be successful, we need to purify our souls. If we want to purify our souls, it lies in obeying Allah and His Messenger sallallahu alaihi wasallam. It lies in the fear of Allah and in the fear of disobeying Him. And if you manage to do these things, a person attains success. And regarding the verse that I just mentioned before you, the one who obeys Allah and His Messenger, the one who fears Allah and fears His disobedience, they are the successful ones. Regarding this verse, The ulama said that this is from Jawami'ul Kalam. What does Jawami'ul Kalam mean? Let me explain this. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, he was blessed with Jawami'ul Kalam. Jawami'ul Kalam basically means where a few words are only said and uttered, but the meaning behind it is vast. Subhanallah. So Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would only say a few words, but the meaning and the message behind it was a vast amount. But this is a miracle of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. In a small amount of words, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam would deliver a massive message. And this verse I mentioned before you, this is also from those verses which are Jawami'ul Kalam. But Allah Ta'ala mentions four things, but it's very complete. It is very, very complete. This is why there's a story mentioned regarding Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, regarding this verse. It says that one day he was in Al-Masjid al-Nabawi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. He was standing there and there was a Roman individual there. You could say a Christian. And he came to Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala an, and he started to testify that I bear witness that there is no God but Allah and Muhammad is the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu asked him that, is there a specific reason why you accepted Islam? And he said, yes. He says that I studied the divine revelations. I studied the Tawrat. I studied the Zabur. I studied the Injil. I did a deep study of these divine books of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he says that I asked one of my prisoners to recite the Quran. And he says he recited this verse. Which verse? وَمَنْ يُطِعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقْهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. That the one who obeys Allah, the one who obeys the messenger of Allah, the one who fears Allah, the one who fears his disobedience, فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. He said this verse is a complete meaning of all the other divine revelations which have been mentioned in the Quran. This one verse includes all the message from the previous revelations. Therefore, after listening to this verse, I accepted Islam. This is why this is called Jawami'ul Kalam. Only a few words. The message behind it is vast. Obey Allah. Obey the messenger. Fear Allah. Fear his disobedience. This was the theme of Tawrat. This was the theme of Zabur. This was the theme of Injil. And it says the verse of the Quran beautifully explains all of these things in just a few words. This is why this verse that I mentioned is Jawami'ul Kalam. Only a few words have been mentioned. And this is why when Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he was talking to that individual who accepted Islam, then Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala, he said that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam did say that he has been blessed with Jawami'ul Kalam. He only says a few words, but the meaning is vast. There's so much meaning. There's so much meaning behind those few words of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. And then furthermore, in the surah that I was explaining, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about the people of Salih alayhi salatu wa salam. Just quickly concluding, the people of Salih alayhi salatu wa salam asked for a miracle. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent down a she camel from Jannah. And Allah ta'ala put them to test. And Allah ta'ala said that one day, the she camel will drink, you know, will not go next to the water, the next day will be your turn. And they didn't like this. Because the day that the she camel used to drink all the water. So they were put to test. And when they wanted to plan and devise a plot against killing and butchering the she camel, Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wasalam warned them that if you were to touch or harm this sign, this miracle that you asked for and Allah sent down, if you were to harm this she camel, then a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be sent down upon you. And it says that there was an individual, he was the main person, the one that planned this with the rest of the people, and they decided to butcher this sign of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah ta'ala calls Naqatullah. Yeah, Naqatullah. That basically means the she camel of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah ta'ala had linked the she camel to himself to show the excellence of this sign that Allah ta'ala sent down. And they disobeyed the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah ta'ala mentioned this story in the Quran, in this surah. Allah ta'ala says, كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ. And the nation of Saleh al-Islam was called Thamud. So Allah Ta'ala mentioned this story in the Quran and He says, كَذَّبَتْ ثَمُودُ بِتَغْوَاهَا. Allah Ta'ala says, Thamud denied due to their rebelliousness. إِذْ بَعَثَ أَشْقَاهَا. When the most unfortunate of them came forth to transgress. Who was he? The individual that I mentioned. فَقَالَ لَهُمْ رَسُولُ اللَّهِ نَاقَةَ اللَّهِ وَسُقِيَاهَا. So the messenger of Allah, Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, said to them, avoid the she-camel of Allah and her turn to drink. Let her drink. Don't go next to her. فَكَذَّبُوهُ فَعَقَرُوهَا. They rejected him and hamstrung her. They killed her. They butchered her. فَدَمْدَمَ عَلَيْهِمْ رَبُّهُمْ بِذَنْبِهِمْ فَصَوَّاهَا. So their Lord sent punishment upon them due to their sin and destroyed their settlements. وَلَا يَخَافُ عُقْبَاهَا. And he, yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, does not fear that any of them would pursue them. And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes to punishing somebody, Allah ta'ala will punish him. And Allah ta'ala will not be scared of anybody. No one. Allah ta'ala is not frightened of anybody. And one meaning of this verse is that when Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wasalam warned them that an azab, a punishment, will come down upon you, then he wasn't scared if they were to harm him. He didn't fear if they were to chase him and harm him, and cause him any grief. Because the prophets of Allah are not scared of the creation. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sends them down as a guide to the people. So this story that has been mentioned in the last few verses of Surah Al-Shams, the purpose behind this story is, all disbelievers, if you disobey the messenger of Allah, just the way the people disobeyed Sayyidina Salih alayhi salatu wasalam, and they were destroyed. If you disobey the messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wasalam, you will also be destroyed. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allow us to understand the Quran, act upon the Holy Quran. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to pass this message on to other brothers. Ameen. Bijahin Nabil Ameen. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. Sallu ala al-Habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam.
For the sake of Medina, we are calling upon you, Allah.